August 10, 1916, how in the divine will our pains are together with those of Jesus. Continuing in my usual state, I was feeling embittered because of the privation of my lovable Jesus, and I was lamenting to him that each privation he caused me was a death that he gave me, and a cruel death, such that while one feels death, one cannot die. And I said, "How can you have the heart to give me so many deaths?" And Jesus, in passing, told me, "My daughter, do not lose heart. When my humanity was on earth, it contained all the lives of creatures, and these lives came off from me. But how many of them would not return unto me because they would die and bury themselves in hell, and I felt the death of each one, which tormented my humanity. These deaths were the most sorrowful and cruel pain of my whole life, up to my last breath. My daughter, don't you want to take part in my pains? The death you feel because of my privation is nothing but a shadow of the pains of death which I felt because of the loss of souls. Therefore, give it to me to sweeten the so many cruel deaths that my humanity suffered. Let this pain flow in my will, and you will find mine. And uniting with it, it will run for the good of all, especially for those who are about to fall into the abyss. If you keep it for yourself, clouds will form between you and me, and the current of my will be broken between you and me. Your pains will not find mine, you will not be able to diffuse yourself for the good of all, and will feel all the weight of it. On the other hand, if you think of how to let everything which you may suffer flow in my will, there will be no clouds for you, the very pains will bring you light, and will open new currents of union, of love and of graces.